Welcome to a further episode of the Dental Jobs Diaries in association with dentaljobs.co.uk, a job board designed for all dental professionals throughout the UK. Sit back, relax, and listen to some of the thought leaders in the dentistry industry. Hi, everyone. I do hope you're keeping well. Welcome to a further episode of the Dental Jobs Diaries, episode 12. I'm over the moon to have our latest guest, David McCall, clinical advisor with Clive Munro. David, great to have you on the show. First and foremost, thanks for coming on. How are you keeping?
I'm good. Thanks, Lewis. Yeah, thanks for having me.
No, absolutely. No, pleasure to have you on the show. So listen, first and foremost, David, could you sort of tell us a bit about your background, your story, you know, with Clive Munro and what you're up to there?
I guess my journey as a dentist kind of started in 1982, and that's a long time ago now. So I started at Glasgow University, 1982, qualified 1987. I was an associate for 3 years in the south side of Glasgow in a fairly deprived area. Really quite liked it there. So in 1990, I opened up my own practice, which now has 5 surgeries. And, you know, the area has always been challenging from a dental and a general health perspective. But really, it's been a great journey. I sold the practice to Clive Munro in 2022, but because I believed in their ethos for continued delivery of NHS dental care within Scotland, and I've recently joined their clinical team as a senior clinical advisor, and a role which I'm really looking forward to developing. Probably also want to add, Lewis, that I got involved in dental politics about 20 years ago when one of my associates was pregnant and went on maternity benefit, and it seemed to me the maternity benefit process was a little bit unfair, so I found out a little bit more about who represented the profession at government level, and found out that it was a committee called the Scottish Dental Practice Committee, a committee of the British Dental Association. So I decided to stand for election for that committee. And I've been on that committee for near on 20 years now, and I'm chair of that committee. So that committee negotiates with government on all aspects of dentistry and interacts with Practitioner Services Division and National Education Scotland. It's often frustrating trying to get anything done at government level, but, you know, you have to keep trying because, you know, little changes can actually make a big difference down the line.
So, I mean, how do you find the time to balance the two? I mean, that's extraordinary. And obviously with recent, you know, news of, you know, dentistry at the moment, you know, you must be busy and must have a lot of views.
Yeah, I mean, it's a busy time, Lewis. I think when you get involved in any kind of representative committee stuff, you have to realize it's 24/7, 7 days a week, even when you're on holiday, because there's always lots of information coming through. And, you know, for me, dentistry is a really simple thing that's been overly complicated, and trying to simplify that procedure to drill down to what it's all about. And what it's all about is treating patients. But there's so much bureaucracy and regulation surrounding that these days, as you know. And it's just time to streamline that so we can actually focus on patient care.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about patient care, isn't it? You know, yeah. I think red tape sometimes, you know, is a little bit frustrating. David, can you tell us a bit about sort of, you know, your journey? I know you've touched on, you know, selling your practice to Clive Munro, but what has your journey been with Clive Munro since that transition?
I think since the transition, it's been interesting as a former practice owner for more than 30 years, watching how someone else comes in and tries to manage it. So when I sat down with Jim and Ron just to discuss, you know, how things could move forward, how I see it, you know, that's when they kind of offered me a role, and I was really quite happy to take it, because I think, like any relatively young organization, you need leadership, you need management in there, and you need to get the right people involved. And I think that's really what we're trying to do now, and we're trying to improve communication within the group. You know, it's grown into looking after, I think it's maybe about 600,000 odd patients. I mean, that's a big group to try and manage, and trying to manage that within a bureaucratic, overly regulated structure that we have in NHS Scotland is also part of the challenge.
No, I mean, it's an incredible story, isn't it, so far? You know, speaking to Jim a couple of months ago, he's, you know, I think they've got bigger plans for this year as well, 2024. So it's going to be exciting to see, you know, what sort of unravels. Now, there is a dental therapist program that Clive Munro developed, and I believe you're a part of. So to viewers today, what is that program, and how is that going to develop?
Well, I think it's well recognised that skill mix within practice is essential. I mean, personally, I've been working alongside therapists for the past 15 years, and I believe in a skill mix practice model. you know, working with the therapist to deliver the right patient care by the most appropriate person within the practice. And I honestly, I could not work effectively or efficiently without a therapist in the practice now. So I'm a real believer in having a dental therapist as part of the practice team.
So what qualifications and skills, you know, are you looking for in candidates for the therapist program?
Well, this program is primarily aimed at new therapy graduates who have been qualified from the Oral Health Sciences course. And so there are currently 45 students that graduate every year in Scotland. And it's actually disappointing, Lewis, because we've just learned that University of Edinburgh might be stopping their course. So, you know, we have a meeting with them in the next couple of weeks to discuss that. But there is an opportunity to attract existing therapists who are not operating within their full scope of practice in order to get to a situation where they are developing their skills within that full scope of practice. And the kind of skills we are looking at are, you know, good communication, you know, the ability to work within a team, and a willingness to learn within the NHS and also out with the NHS, and to be open, to have an open mind to develop those skills. So that's the type of person we're looking at. I think it's very difficult when you come out of university. You know, you don't know what you don't know, but you need to go into a good practice, you know, with a good level of support and managed clinical network in order to develop and hone those skills.
Oh, absolutely. Could you walk us through the training development process that dental therapists can expect, you know, when joining this particular program, you know, initiative?
Well, what we're looking to do initially is to recruit 10 dental therapists across the practices from June 2024. And they will operate within a team, and they will be mentoring within their full scope of practice. But we're going to have webinars to try and deliver everything that's available within the SDR. And that's the SDR is a statement of dental remuneration upon which we work within the NHS in Scotland. We want to have a managed clinical support network within there, because we truly believe it's all about support. I think practitioners and our therapists or anyone coming into practice, you don't want to be there feeling alone when things go wrong. You need someone to turn to for advice, support, and mentoring. There'll be a practice lead for each therapist within the practice. And over the year, the webinars we're going to have will be a local anaesthetic, caries detection and management, and implant monitoring and maintenance. And we're going to have 3 full-day sessions. The first one will be an introduction to Clyde Munro and general dental practice. We'll have another one on Class 2 composites, cavity preparation, and rubber dam. And then we'll have another one on tooth whitening, digital scanning, and photography. And obviously, within that year, the dental therapist will be salaried for that first year. There will be a joining fee as well, which the therapist will get, 33 paid holidays, and an opportunity to further the career within Clyde Munro after that year is over.
It sounds to me that you really have, you know, thought long and hard about this program initiative to, you know, for therapists to come in and start their careers and move forward. It sounds obviously absolutely brilliant.
Yes, Liz, I mean, it's the only training program available in Scotland at the minute, because prior to this, you know, NAS, National Education Scotland, had a VT therapy program in place, but that doesn't happen anymore. So we felt we had to intervene and do something that's going to be out with government, because someone needs to do something. We don't really want to parachute new graduates just into practice without support and training, because that's not going to be good for anyone.
No, absolutely not. And I think something that you touched on there a minute ago, David, was, you know, having the support, you know, to be able to, you know, turn to somebody when things don't go according to plan, and having that support and having that kind of function in place is going to, you know, it's going to help people. You know, and look, Clyde Munro have got that infrastructure there, haven't they? The training facility and the support program. And that's why you guys obviously are rolling this out.
Yeah, I think that's why it's important to have a training lead within the practice, because everything is okay when things are going fine, but it's when things don't go fine, that's when it doesn't go okay. And that's when you need a more experienced person just to have a chat with you. And I think having weekly meetings is going to be really important with that. You know, we can discuss cases, you can discuss problems, and you can discuss any additional training needs.
Now, we've touched on the importance of patients, but how will the integration of the dental therapist program enhance, you know, the patient's experience with Clyde Munro's practices?
I think, as I said before, Lewis, skill mix is essential within practice. And, you know, I've been working with therapists for 15 years, and as I said, I couldn't work without them. And I think what it does is it allows for a much more efficient delivery of healthcare. You know, patients will be seen quicker. And I think as a relationship between the clinician and the therapist and the patient develops, I think the patients become much more cognizant of the value of having a therapist within the practice. I mean, treatment in dentistry is all about trust between the clinician and the patient. And I think that's where the therapist can really enhance the practice because, you know, they can deliver within the full scope of practice and the patient gets to know that and gets to know that journey as well. Because I think dental therapists are often misunderstood because they're confused with hygienists and they're often wondering why they can do this full scope of practice. But I actually think when we're now getting there, certainly all my patients are well-versed in what the therapist can do and there's trust between the therapist and the clinician and the patient.
No, absolutely. Trust is important, as we know, especially, you know, in dentistry. How do you envision the future of the dental therapist program with Clive Munro? So obviously this is a new initiative. So, you know, what is the future of this program? Where do you see it going?
I think we would like to continue this program and, you know, ensure the development of the skills of the new graduate and existing therapists. You know, we can't forget about existing therapists who are probably working there, possibly just as hygienists and not within the full scope of practice. They probably need a little bit of additional training and support within a practice environment to push them forward to develop those skills. And as I say, it has to be within that supportive environment. But I'm big on developing good managed clinical networks, you know, not just within the practice, but within the group as a whole. And that's why I say communication is key.
Communication, support, weekly meetings, you know, and anybody listening to this podcast today, I think will come to know that, you know, this program has been well thought out and it's a great career opportunity as well, right? You know, to have the level of support that you guys are going to provide, salaried as well, you know, this is a great opportunity. And I suppose that you know, the question here now is, you know, what impact will this, you know, program have, you know, on the dental sector as a whole?
Well, I hate to sound repetitive, but I think, you know, the skill mix within practice is essential. You know, we do have a recruitment and retention crisis in dentistry. And I think, as I said, having the right person delivering the right care at the right time is really key here. I think, you know, certainly in Scotland, what we really need is, you know, an NHS-funded model that allows for skill mix. And currently, the SDR under which we work within the NHS doesn't really allow for skill mix. So I think the next part of reform within Scotland will be to allow for skill mix within practice and developing that model where we have the right person, developing the right type of relationships within that managed clinical network to deliver the right care for the patient. I think one of the other interesting things that we kind of discussed earlier on, just offline, was where the GDC are going with this. And in terms of direct access, you know, for dental therapists, but I think the expectation would probably be that it's still delivered within a practice model. And the practice model will be skill mix within the, you know, with a clinician and dental care professionals in there, and also the dental therapist working as a team. Because that to me is probably the safer, most effective, most efficient way of delivering care.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. For me, you know, there's a lot of barriers to overcome, you know, in dentistry, as we discussed quite rightly offline earlier. And I suppose, you know, a question is, you know, how do you see those barriers being broken down over the next, you know, couple of years in terms of recruitment, in terms of overseas dentists coming in and, you know, and everything else? Knowing your role as well as I do now, David, you know, what are your thoughts?
I think it's going to be challenging. I think, you know, the GDC seem to be going down, you know, a registration that's going to be provisional registration. But it's really who is going to deliver that training and mentoring for these people coming in. And then at the end of that year, signing off that the satisfactory completed some type of training to allow them to work under a normal registration. That's going to be the challenge. Now, certainly having worked with Scottish Government for, you know, over 20 years now, things don't move fast in government. And, you know, with the financial constraints that certainly Scottish Government and the UK Government have at present, it just remains to be seen what is going to be deliverable under the NHS. And I think any government just needs to be transparent and open about what can and can't be delivered. And just not just transparency to the profession, but transparency to the public, you know, on what can be deliverable. And I think that's what the public are demanding now. They don't want soundbites from government. They just want honesty openness and transparency.
No, absolutely. No, they do. I mean, dentistry is on the news a lot at the moment, as we know, and not for the right reasons, obviously. But, you know, I'm sure we will get there. And I'm sure your continued hard work will make, you know, massive impacts, which would be great for the industry as a whole. David, it's been absolutely a pleasure to have you on the show. It's been a pleasure and insightful to hear, you know, how this program is going to unravel and kick off in, you said June, right?
June this year.
So hopefully people listening to this podcast will start getting their applications in, which should be fantastic for everyone. But David, it's been great to have you on the show. Obviously, love to welcome you back again soon. Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
No, Liz, thanks very much. I'm really excited about the program. Really excited in developing this program just to see how it goes and the feedback we get. And happy to come on anytime.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, David. It's great to have you on the show.